How much sleep you got in the last 48 hours?
It's been an interesting one. I'm in Portugal right now covering the big pre-Women's World Cup tournament, but also...
The Algarve Cup? Is that what you're covering? The Algarve?
I am indeed.
He's trying to show his knowledge. Keep going, Grant.
and also, you know, keeping on top of everything with the labor talks and MLS.
See, are you? I know you're just lying and playing a lot of golf. Because the Algarve is beautiful.
The weather here is fantastic. I'm looking out over the Atlantic Ocean right now, and it's much warmer than my home in New York.
Well, we appreciate it. I mean, you're in a very exotic locale doing real work, so we appreciate you giving us some of your time here. Is there a clause in the new MLS contract that allows TFC to just take a breath and take a year off? Have you seen a clause that allows them to do that?
You guys should be excited about Toronto FC right now. I mean, this is a team that every year spends a ton of money, and this year might have actually gotten the chemistry right. And as far as I'm concerned, has every reason to think it can compete to win the East.
That's interesting. Yeah. Well, we've been promised the bill of goods before, and I think that's why some of us are tentative right now. But my co-host here was explaining some of the intricacies of the new deal. And there are some pretty significant changes in the way the MLS and their players deal with each other. What do you think is the most significant that could change the kind of the face of the league moving forward?
Well, the fact that there's now at least some limited free agency within the league, which was a huge sticking point between the players and the owners before, where the players said, we will strike if we don't get some type of free agency. The owner's saying, we're not going to give it. We had a court case 10 years ago that said we didn't need to do it because there's global free agency if you want to play in a different country or a different league than MLS. At least now there's something that could be seen as potentially a starting point for greater free agency down the road, where the players, any player who is 28 years old and who has served 8 years in MLS, when his contract ends in MLS, can now choose his own market, his own team. There's a very limited, like 15% to 20% salary gain off the previous contract. And so it's not real free agency, and it's pretty draconian still, but it's a starting point.
Grant Wall, Sports Illustrated here on Tim and Sid. Major League Soccer and its union, literally in the 11th hour, averted a strike. Their season gets going on Friday, and they agreed to a new CBA, five-year CBA, last night, in case you haven't heard. Grant, ratification still has to happen. We know there's varying levels of ratification. You know, some unions are more together than others on certain issues. How much strife is there right now in the union? How unified are they in this, and how many upset people are there?
Well, I think there clearly are some players, some teams that are upset, you know, who think that the players should have gone on strike. On Tuesday night, all but one team had voted to go on strike. By the time the vote came yesterday, seven teams voted to strike. 12 did not, one abstained because they were playing that day. So I've always been of the approach that in labor deals, both sides tend to walk away not totally happy. That means that it's probably not a terrible deal. So I think you always have to keep that in mind with labor talks. I don't think there's any real danger here of the players not going ahead and ratifying this deal that they've agreed to in principle. That would be a huge, huge problem. And I haven't really heard that that's even a possibility. But, you know, clearly quite a few players thought the league should have given more and the players should have stuck it out longer.
There's an interesting balance here because you have a team last year basically walking down death row, and you have several other teams that are experiencing great, great success. Free agency, minimum wage, a significant rise. Does this speak to the overall health of the league and perhaps that some of its best markets were making ludicrous amounts of money last year?
Well, I do believe, actually, MLS, when they say that they lost $100 million last year off the league itself. Now, that doesn't include Soccer United Marketing, the marketing arm of the league, which is a profitable business. I'm told it doesn't make enough money to counteract the $100 million a year that MLS teams lose. But you know, things are moving in the right direction in a lot of ways in MLS with the new 8-year television deal. It's a $720 million deal, also with U.S. Soccer getting part of that money. A lot of new sponsorships. Audi just got announced yesterday. You know, and I'm going to Seattle from here to be part of the Fox broadcast as part of the new TV deal on Sunday night. So a lot of things are looking up. Getting a deal done is probably best for the league in general, but I can certainly understand why some players think they should have and could have gotten more.
Grant, we only got about a minute left, but a quick question before we go. In terms of that last point you made, you know, Orlando City FC are going to open up in front of 60,000 people Sunday night against New York City FC. Like, there's some significant moments slated for this weekend. And some people believe if the Union really dug in, there was really no shot those games were going to be in jeopardy and the league would have capitulated a bit more on some issues. Do you buy that?
Maybe. I will say this. It's very easy to sit where we are and criticize players who are in that room representing their teams, trying to get the best deal possible, not just for current players, but future players. And there is some criticism coming out today, and I'm not going to be in the crowd that rips the players. I think the players, the way this league is set up, is very difficult on players. It's tougher to be an MLS player than it is to be a player in just about any other professional sports league, just the way the league's set up. Your freedom is very constrained. So, you know, I think they held out as long as they could. The deal got done. We're going to have soccer, but yeah, you know, there's quite a difference of opinion in some quarters today.